the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Yes, we are ready. Are you ready? The passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Deb Lonser will be joining us real soon. And I'm Joe Galewski. Thank you for listening here today. Youdocs@gmail.com. youdocs@gmail.com. Excellent information today. Great information you'll be able to take away from this show and use in your everyday life. Dr. Mike, let's start. What do you think?
I think the fish story is by far the most interesting.
Well, let's do that.
You know, we knew that salmon was mislabeled from fresh, from wild to farm-raised. That is, the USDA, about 2 years ago, did 30 samples a month, or 360 in the year, on salmon, and found out by DNA testing that 99%+ of the salmon in the, that was labeled as wild between August and May was actually farm-raised. And they found out that all of the farm-raised in the month of June and July was actually wild. Well, this is actually more scary because this isn't just two different types of salmon. This is actually the Oceana Group sampled, I think it was 100 samples at various times during the year, and they found out, for example, 94% of the tuna sold in New York City as sushi is not tuna. 94%. So if you're ordering sushi in New York, you're not getting what you're ordering. And they found out that the danger ones are, there's something called tilefish, which is a bottom-eating fish and has a very high mercury content. Well, obviously, if you're pregnant, you don't want that, so you might choose red snapper, which has a very low mercury content. Turns out that a lot of the tilefish was labeled red snapper. So what do you have to do, Joe? What would be your answer? I've got an answer for this.
What would I do about the mislabeling?
What would you do, forgetting that it's against the law, but how would you correct it for yourself if you went to a restaurant or a fish market?
Oh, boy.
You've got to know the skin of the fish.
Okay, you're going to tell me then.
And you know the skin of the fish. You can even Google it while you're there on your iPhone or iPad, and then compare it with the skin of the fish you're buying. And that way you get the real thing. You can't tell farm-raised versus wild, for example, in salmon, but that doesn't matter much. But and there's no reason to buy wild any month of the year other than June and July. And in June and July, you might as well buy farm-raised and get it less, get the wild less expensive.
Sure.
But in fact, the point is that if you know the skin and texture of the fish, you can be smart enough to get only the real stuff. And, by the way, Oceana said it couldn't figure out who was mislabeling it. Well, from the USDA study, the mislabeling occurs before it gets to the wholesaler. So it was either the fisher or the fish dealer, if you will.
In many cases, I understand sushi joints called Escalar or Albacore canned tuna, white tuna, and I guess the ramification is too much of this could cause some gastrointestinal problems. I guess you're better off at a grocery store where only 27% of the product is mislabeled. That's wow, that's good.
27%. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's amazing. That's what I'm saying. The best is the grocery store, 27%. And I guess cheaper fish took the place of more expensive ones. What do you think about this? Less than 1%, Dr. Mike, of seafood sold in this country undergoes FDA testing for fraud. Less than 1%.
Well, that's also true of beef. And obviously it's true in Britain, where horse meat snuck in for a number of years.
Sure.
Until it was finally discovered, two or three weeks ago, that the ground beef and the prime beef were actually horse prime.
Yeah. Hey, what do you make of the fact that this sequester that'll take place, that'll kick in on March 1st, these $84, $85 billion in automatic cuts will affect, among other things, food testing, the FDA will have to cut back on food inspection. Do you think that's going to happen? And that's the case. What's the consequence?
Well, the thing is bad enough already, meaning we're in trouble already in not getting the foods we want, if you will. So I think we're in trouble already. But the real problem, if they cut back any more, it may get worse. So I'm hoping that the net result is that people cut down on their food.
Guest time at 30. That would be the way to go. Don't eat as much, which I guess we're not. We're not eating as much. That's kind of a nice segue into the next story.
We are
consuming less fast food. Fewer Americans are hitting the drive-through for dinner these days. It's not a big decrease, but it's a decrease. And I guess it's a step in the right direction.
Well, it went down by 10% from 12.8% of our calories from 2003 to 2006 to 11.3 or 1.5% drop.
1.5%, yeah.
So it's about a 10% decrease, a little more than 10% decrease in the amount of calories from, if you will, fast food. The problem, Joe, which didn't hit the headline here, is we've increased our calorie consumption by about 15% in that time. So we're just eating more food in general, about the same amount of fast food.
Younger adults typically eat more than seniors. Among younger age groups, non-Hispanic black adults eat the most fast food, using more than a fifth, 20% of their daily calories from fast food. So... also, kids. This I found as a backup, or not a backup, but to an add on the headline is American kids ate fewer calories in 2010 than they did from 10 years ago. And again, it's a small increase, but for boys, calorie consumption went down about 7% to 2,100 calories a day, and for girls, it dropped 4% to about 1,750 calories a day. But again, to reverse the prevalence, I guess, of obesity, right? These numbers have to be a lot bigger, I think.
I think they do have to be a lot bigger, but I think we should celebrate the start.
Sure.
By drinking a cup of black coffee, Joe.
The flu shot, Dr. Mike, what did they do wrong? The effectiveness of the flu shot for this season wasn't very effective. What did they miscalculate?
Well, I don't know whether they miscalculated. They can't figure out, because they got the flu organism. You know, they typed the flu, and they got, whether it was an H1N1, et cetera, the three types, they got it. But somehow the shot that was prepared from that strain only had 27% effectiveness in those that are most vulnerable. Well, the most vulnerable are the young kids. So they actually, meaning under the age of 6 months, they actually, apparently the pregnant ladies got the effect. It was the people over the age of 65 that didn't, and it was only 27% effective. They don't know why it was so inadequately effective. We can tell you some things you can do if you're going to get a vaccination to increase your success rate. Sleep well for 3 days beforehand. Don't have another fever, cold, etc. when you get it. And take a multivitamin. You should be taking one, half of one in morning and evening every day anyway, but make sure you get them for the 3 days before you get the shot.
Now, is that the lowest effectiveness rate that you've seen in a while on the flu shot?
Oh, it's usually in the 60s to 80 range, so this is very unusual.
Yeah, boy. And again, the elderly are some of the most vulnerable of our nation's population that is affected by the flu, and they have it at that effectiveness rate is not a good thing. All right, coming up after the break, more of the top medical news stories of the week. There are some great, interesting, informative stories that Dr. Mike will have coming up. And our guest at 34 past the hour, we'll talk kidneys. What's a kidney? What's a kidney do? And how can you keep your kidneys functioning properly? Everything you wanted to know about your kidney, but maybe we're afraid to ask, but you'll learn about at 34 past the hour. You're the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.